this is David Coulthard.
Hi, this is Sebastian Vettel.
Sebastian Vettel, you are the world champion! You are the man!
Hi, I'm Mark Webber here.
Great drive, Mark. Fantastic. We've won the Constructors. Thank you. Well done.
I just want to say a massive thank you to all of our loyal supporters of our podcast. So keep listening for future really cool stuff.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Red Bull Racing Podcast. We did it. We have won the Constructors Championship for the third year running. And the venue for the occasion is the very first Grand Prix here in Austin, Texas. It's Formula One's first visit back to the United States since 2007 with the all-new venue, the Circuit of the Americas. Its signature element is a 5.5-kilometer Grand Prix circuit located in Wandering Creek, southeast of the Texan capital, and designed by Herman Tilke in collaboration with the American architectural firm HKS. The 20-turn anti-clockwise track draws inspiration from the best circuits around the world, as well as taking advantage of the site's natural topography to include dramatic elevation changes of up to 40 meters. Already the drivers are billing it as one of the calendar favorites. On this edition of the podcast, we talk to both our drivers about their very first races here in Austin. We speak to podcast favorites David Coulthard and Christian Horner about clinching the Constructors World Championship. Plus, we hear from some of the big Red Bull athletes with their thoughts on F1 in the USA. First, Katie went to speak to our head of IT, Matt Cadio, to find out what he makes of the new venue.
So Matt, just tell us what it is you do for the team.
I run the IT department, and we develop all the applications and infrastructure needed to design, make, and race the car.
And do you come to every race?
No, I go to a few races to stay in touch and also to work with our sponsors.
And which sponsor in particular have you been working with this race?
A few of them. We're working with AT&T, and we're also working with IBM.
I can hear an American twang in your voice there as well. Are you from near here?
No, I'm from the States, and I'm from up north in Michigan, and I've lived in the UK for 12 years now, so yeah, sort of sound American, sort of not.
And have you been to Texas before?
Yeah, a long time ago, about 20 years ago, I lived here for a while up in northern Texas, so yeah, it's really cool to see the place again.
And has it changed a lot?
Hard to say. Texas is a huge place, and first time I've been down here, but it's a great city.
And what's the one thing that you've come back and you suddenly remembered when you got here and you're like, oh, I remember this about Texas?
Texas barbecue and southern hospitality. It's really good.
So you've been making the most of it while you've been here?
Yeah, definitely. Even tried my hand at line dancing.
Oh, wow.
Thoroughly embarrassed myself, so.
So can you teach us a few moves?
No. Yeah, three forward, three back, one to the side and tap.
Wow, we're
yeah,
impressed.
Really good.
And what's the best thing about the circuit here?
The layout's amazing, and really good layout, and also the hospitality suites. All the guests are really impressed with the show that's being put on.
And one more race to go. Has there been a highlight of the year for you so far?
I think coming out here, coming back to my home country, has been a big highlight.
Okay, well, have a good race today, and we'll catch up again soon.
Great, thank you.
So, that line dancing move for you once again is three forward, three back, one to the side, and tap. Give it a go. On to the race now, and as we've mentioned, the team have clinched the F1 Constructors Championship title after Sebastian took second place in the 2012 United States Grand Prix. Seb finished behind winner Lewis Hamilton here at the Circuit of the Americas to seal the championship win with a race to spare. Fernando Alonso finished third to keep the drivers' title race alive for another week, while the top 10 was completed by Felipe Massa, Jenson Button, Kimi Raikkonen, Roman Grosjean, Nico Hülkenberg, Pastor Maldonado and Bruno Senna. Here is Sebastian after the race.
Well, I think very happy for the team, obviously. You know, hello to Milton Keynes, and thanks for, you know, a tough year so far. They've been pushing incredibly hard, and obviously they deserve to win the Constructors. I think we have been the best team this year. Obviously Mark and myself were pushing throughout today. Obviously a shame for Mark not to finish. I'm not quite sure what happened. I heard he had a problem potentially with the alternator, so we need to see. For us, I think it was a very good race. We did everything we could. Unfortunately, I ran into traffic at the wrong time, and I was fighting for position and lost that gap to Lewis because of a back marker. It was quite a nice invitation for Lewis. He took it. He was there, fair enough, and used his chance. I think it wasn't that hard for him to pass us at that stage. We weren't pretty quick down the straights, and for sure I tried to cover the inside, but they had so much more speed down the straight, especially when he was able to open the wing, that he was going to pass me anyways. And after that, I wasn't, as I said, as calm as the Pope, but, you know, I think today, obviously, was very good for us, as I said. I think we were, focused on every single lap, every single moment of the race, which ensured that we get the best possible result. As I mentioned, first was a bit tricky. After that, after Lewis overtook, obviously I tried to stay close and tried to, overtake him again, but I think we had the same speed, so when the cars are within the same tenth of a second, then it's difficult to make a big difference. Everything else wasn't in our hands. Same for next week, we have to try to focus on every single step, and if we enjoy as much as we did this weekend, then we might as well enjoy the time after the race.
Mark's race ended on lap 17 with a mechanical issue forcing his retirement. Here's what he had to say afterwards.
Yeah, incredible achievement 3 years in a row is something that I think all of us would never envisaged when we first started to be successful as a team. So the amount of results that we've had over the years is really astonishing. And to have put together another World Constructors Championship. And, this was probably the toughest one for lots of different reasons for the team. But it's a cliche, but it has been, a team effort, and the consistency has been not great, but it's been enough to be better than other people, and that's all that counts.
David Coulthard was one of the very first to drive on the track here 15 months ago, and that was before the tarmac was even laid. Laura spoke to him after the race to see if it matched up to his expectations.
So, David, you were one of the first people to drive this circuit. Can you just talk us through how far it's come since that first outing when it was merely a dirt track?
I think it's a fantastic achievement for what they've done here in Austin. It was great to be one of the first to drive around here on the foundations, on the dirt. And in the end, I think 125,000 fans today, great race, spectacular venue. If this doesn't cement Formula One's future in America, nothing will.
And just talk us through the fact that it's an anti-clockwise circuit. What things do drivers need to take into consideration with that, and a pit crew as well?
Well, it does change, of course, the orientation. We're more used to doing clockwise circuits. Physically, it puts a higher load on the left side of the neck, which at this stage of the year, the drivers are pretty well trained, and it takes away some of the pressure from them. For the pit crew, yes, the guys that normally have their backs to the pit wall suddenly have got their backs to the actual pit garages. So, sometimes you feel more vulnerable having your back to where the cars are running in the pit lane.
Okay. And if you could just summarise your Austin experience this weekend in 3 words, what would they be?
I'll give you 2. Groovy, baby.
Okay, will you be celebrating with us tonight?
I will indeed. See you at the bar.
See you for a shindig later.
I know, I'm practicing already.
Okay.
We are the fourth team in history to score 3 successive constructors' titles. Here is our chief technical officer, Adrian Newey, after the race.
Hi, everybody. We just finished the race in Texas now. We've won the Constructors' Championship for the third time, which is an incredible achievement by everybody back at Milton Keynes. Really feels a special feeling. It kind of feels slightly job half done at the moment because we're obviously already thinking about Brazil and preparing as well as we possibly can for that. But hopefully relax and have a beer later and let it soak in before waking up tomorrow morning and really focusing on our preparations for Brazil.
The Circuit of the Americas might well be the newest track on the calendar, but it's already fast becoming a driver favourite. Laura spoke to Sebastian Buemi to see what he thinks of it.
So Sebastian, talk us through your first impressions of the new circuit.
I think it's a great circuit. I'm really, really happy that we finally came back to the US because I think, we can't say that the first time they organised a Grand Prix, but it felt like they knew exactly what to do. It was a great atmosphere. So many people around the circuit, very well organized. The circuit was impressive with the first corner going uphill, and then the first section really quick, similar to Silverstone, and then long straight to overtake. Just a great venue.
And we caught up with you at FanFest yesterday. Just describe to our listeners what that was like and what you were doing there.
Yeah, I was impressed by this fan festival because basically it's trying to bring Formula One closer to the people that maybe can't come to the circuit. So it's really inside the city, and you feel like
inside the paddock, you know, and there was plenty of people. It was just unbelievable, thousands of people everywhere. And I was there with our sponsor AT&T, and we basically had a marketing event. I signed a lot of autographs for an hour and a half non-stop, so there were so many people. And then I did some simulator driving, and I finally sat in an Infiniti car, and we had a simulator, and we were trying to simulate texting and driving at the same time. And obviously, you know, it was to show the people that you shouldn't, and it's not good to text and drive at the same time, because basically my accident might happen, and it's what actually happened in a simulator for me.
And on to the race then. That was obviously quite an intense one. What were the standout moments for you?
You know, at the end of the day, we are world champion for the third time in a row, so that's a great achievement, and I'd like to congratulate all the team for the effort. It was a very, very difficult season with all the regulation changes, and then, you know, we had to work hard to improve the car, find new tricks to make it quick, and at the end of the day, I think what we achieved today was just wonderful. We just a little bit sad, you know, about Mark's car that did not finish, and Seb that lost the victory in the last 10 laps, but still, you know, we go to Brazil with the title in the pocket in terms of constructor, and a very good chance for Seb to win the championship again.
Okay. And this time last year, would you have thought this was possible?
You know, at the end of the day, last year was an incredible year for Red Bull, winning the championship in Korea and Vettel in Japan. So, you know, when you have such a big advantage, you would think, you know, you could afford to win again the next year. But then with the new regulation changes, we had to change so many things on the car. That was basically the strength of Red Bull. So we had to find some new tricks to make it quick again. And at the beginning of the year, it was definitely really hard. So to achieve it again, you know, it's a great teamwork, and from the drivers to the engineers and everyone part of the team, you know, who helped for this victory. It's just incredible.
And then finally, if you could just describe your Austin weekend experience in three words, what would those three words be?
Passion, because the people here are passionate, and it was unbelievable. Organized, like I said, it did not feel like it was the first time we were coming to Austin from the fan festival and the people here at the track, and just incredible, because I think it's a great venue, and I'm really looking forward to be back next year here in Austin.
Okay, we'll catch up with you again in Brazil.
Thank you.
The eyes of the sporting world were on Austin, Texas this weekend for the first Grand Prix here. Laura went to speak to baseball star CJ Wilson to see what he makes of it all.
Okay, so I'm joined by CJ Wilson. CJ, can you describe to our listeners what your Austin Grand Prix experience has been like so far in just three words?
Bring your earplugs.
And you've actually got quite a strong racing connection. So obviously everyone knows that you're a pitcher and you're famous for your baseball playing, but what connection do you have to racing?
Well, actually, I wanted to be a racer before I wanted to be a baseball player, and my dad was on a pit crew when I was a kid, so I've always been into it. I used to watch Formula One on TV. This is my first F1 event. I've done a bunch of sports car races, but I've raced myself a couple times. I don't know, like three dozen times I've been in races, whatever. But mostly sports car stuff and lower formula, you know, F2000.
And is that something you're still doing at the moment?
I'll do a track day every once in a while still, and I have a team that races sports cars. We race Mazdas right now, and you know, just trying to work our way up the ladder, just like any athlete or any racing driver or team.
And you used to play for the Texas Rangers. So given that, what does it mean to have Formula One come to Texas?
You know, one of the things I think a lot of people were scared is that Austin is a unique city. It's a big, small city or a small, big city or whatever. But the vibe downtown, the energy from the fans and all the infrastructure has actually worked out pretty well. You know, they have bus systems that get everybody to the track here, and the facilities are amazing. So I think having Texas host the American Grand Prix is really cool because it's central, so you have people from Mexico, people from the West Coast, people from the East Coast, you know, people from South America. It's really not that long of a flight, and you know, the food culture here is really cool, so you get a little bit of that melting pot. I love it. I love Austin. It's a fantastic city, and you know, the only way that this could be any better was if I lived next door and just got to walk here in the morning.
Yeah, which some people do by the looks of it. There's a few houses very close to the track. Finally, if you could just talk us through what it's like to be straight edge in terms of your lifestyle.
Yeah, straight edge is a lifetime commitment to being drug and alcohol free. And for me, you know, I try to be a good example to kids and stuff by staying out of the tabloids for doing bad stuff. although I do live kind of a weird lifestyle in the sense that, you know, I like to ride motorcycles and race cars and stuff like that. So I get my adrenaline fix, which is kind of my only drug of choice. And, you know, I'll have a Red Bull and go dancing and whatnot late at night. Okay. And that's really kind of my only vice.
Okay, so you don't have to abstain from Red Bull.
No, I can still mix in Red Bull.
Still get your wings.
Yeah, I have a case of wings in my kitchen right now at home.
Okay, cool. Well, enjoy the race tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
A lot of the other Red Bull athletes enjoyed their first Grand Prix here this weekend. We caught up with them and asked them to describe their experiences in three words.
Hi, I'm Louis Vito, and three words to describe my first F1 experience would be loud, fast, and luxurious.
Hey, I'm Ricky Fowler, and three words to describe my first F1 experience here in Austin is piercing, wings, and winds.
Hey, I'm Trey Hardy, and the three words I would use to describe my first F1 experience would be fast, loud, and fast.
Okay, so I'm joined by Red Bull B-Boy City, and we want to hear from you how you would describe your weekend so far in three words.
My name is Romeo Navarro, Austin, Texas, representing B-Boy City, Red and Salsa, Texas Salsa Congress. Here at the Formula One, it's great, grateful for having us here. The energy is like on the next level, it's hard to describe, and it's very, very loud, but you know, that's what makes it.
First thing I want to say, my name is Santos, representing Austin, Texas, Red Bull, B-Boy City. I want to say thanks, especially to Red Bull, for having us out here. Three words, how I would describe this event would be spontaneous, furious, and amazing.
Yo, what's up? This is Alex Rivas. Shout out to my family, of course, and God. And three words, like I said, exciting, fun, and Red Bull really made it feel like home.
Thanks, Cindy Estevez. And my three words are fast, fun, and exciting.
So Seb's second place here today has secured our third consecutive Constructors World Championship win. Final word has to go to Christian Horner. Katie spoke to him after the race.
Christian, what does getting a third world title mean to you?
It means something quite unique. We join a group of teams that have only, of which there's only three others that have won three consecutive world championships in the constructors before, and to join, you know, teams like Ferrari, McLaren, and Williams, who've achieved that feat, is something quite incredible and something that every single member of the team should be extremely proud of.
And how does this differ to the first time you got the constructors?
Well, it's been a long, tough, drawn-out season, this one, and you know, we've had to fight really, really hard. We haven't had a car advantage for large parts of the season, and as a team, we've really had to dig deep, and that's what I'm particularly, you know, proud of, is the way the whole team has galvanized to rise to the challenge. And you know, it's been a tough year, but you know, we've prevailed so far in the constructors, and you know, we go into the last race in the Drivers' World Championship with you know, Sebastian leading, but everything's still very open.
And just quickly before you go, have you enjoyed Austin?
I think it's been great. It's a fantastic track. It's some you know, really enthusiastic fans. There's a tremendous atmosphere, and a, you know, a great town. So anybody that's thinking of going to an overseas race next year, I definitely put Austin in your diary.
Right, okay, we'll catch up with you in a couple of days in Brazil.
I look forward to it.
Well, that's it for this week. We leave Austin, Texas as world champions once again. Make sure you check out the website for all the latest pictures, videos, and news from the team. That's redbullracing.com. Now the race for the driver's crown all comes down to the season finale in Brazil in just 7 days' time. I can't wait. Until then, take care.